Are you trustworthy, as in, are you the kind of person banks can lend a bit of money to? Well, what if they looked at your Facebook feed and the wall on your Facebook page before deciding to give you that loan, or looked at your Instagram account? How would that affect things?
It seems kind of creepy. It seems a little intrusive. What do you need to know about me and my friends? And then you stop and think, well, let's wait a second. We've always had to give the banks every bit of financial information about us and, you know, social security numbers and everything else.
Why not your social media persona?
We're calling this alternative credit, and cybersecurity expert Sean Tuma joins us now to explain what it is and whether or not, I guess, it's a good idea. Sean, good morning.
Good morning.
So what can you tell us about this alternative credit?
Well, you know, you asked if it's a good idea. I'm going to start off by giving you a lawyerly answer. It depends.
It depends on
really who you are and what your history is, what your social profile is. And like you said in the beginning, Amy, it's all about how trustworthy do you appear to be. And, you know, banks are in the business of making money. They want to make money. They want to loan money to people who are going to pay money back. And so they look at historical data, and they use stereotypes. They use bias. They use everything else to try to determine who is more likely to pay back our money. And under the traditional models, the FICO scoring, where it looked at how much you owed, how much you had in your bank account, the type of credit you used, that was really what they went off of primarily. What we're talking about now is an artificial intelligence-based scoring of your whole social profile. And that looks at more how you're interacting on a daily basis. Maybe do you take a lot of trips? Are you the $30,000 millionaire, you know, who lives way above your means and is flashing around gold jewelry and all this stuff? And it says, ooh, is this someone who's likely to take our money and be able to pay it back or not? And so if someone's from if they're, you know, living a lifestyle that's maybe way above their means and you can reveal that through the social media, it's probably not going to be good for them.
You know, we tried to get my daughter a credit card when she turned 19, and it was nearly impossible because she didn't have any credit. I'm thinking that this could be useful for someone who doesn't have any credit yet, because if they looked at her social media, they would see she's just a great kid.
Exactly. You know, you kind of have to have credit to get credit in a crazy sense. And for people who may come from profiles that wouldn't ordinarily, you know, be viewed as a favorable lending by these banks. But you see they're in college, they have a good job, they live a responsible lifestyle, you know, those kind of things. It would actually help them, I would think, because they would be able to bust out of that negative stereotype and show themselves to be more trustworthy. So I think it's like any other technology. What can be used for good can be used for bad, and vice versa.
Well, I give the people on Twitter and Facebook about 10 minutes to figure out that they could create alternative accounts that with their names on them that makes them look like absolute angels. And I'm also curious, and maybe you don't know, but who's looking at this information and trying to figure out the ethical clues to be found in social media?
Well, you know, these lenders that are coming up with these scoring systems are the ones who are pushing this, and they're developing their own algorithms to do it. But I don't know that anyone is actually overseeing the ethical aspect of it. But I'm sure as we move forward, as this becomes more popular, we'll need to. And look, we only need to look at China to see how dangerous this notion of a social credit score and that type of thing can be, where in China they're using these types of scoring not to lend money, but to say you can't travel, you can't engage in certain types of activities. So there's always that slippery slope as well.
All right. We'll have to leave it there. Sean Tuma, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for your expertise this morning.